Honda Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Livestock Market Economist Darrell Peel back with us once again in just a moment.
If you own a small business in Oklahoma, you need to hear this. Insure Oklahoma is a health care subsidy designed to cover 60% or more of monthly health insurance premiums for low to moderate income employees.
Oklahoma is doing something for the small business.
It's really a win-win situation.
We can have the same insurance as the Fortune 500 companies at an affordable rate.
Go to InsureOklahoma.org for details or call 888-365-3742.
It's time again for Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at the Messner Ranch. The sale will start at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 6th at the ranch 6 miles south and 11 west of Laverne, Oklahoma. Selling 80 Hereford and 55 Angus bulls, yearlings and two-year-olds, and 70 spring calving bred Herefords plus Angus heifers with many to calve before sale day. Call 580-837-5532 or go to dvauctions.com for more info on Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at the Messner Ranch, Laverne, Oklahoma.
Livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel joining us once again today. We wanted to talk about one of the key input costs for the cattle industry, for really for all the livestock industry, for the poultry boys, for the pork folks, as well as the cattle industry. And we're talking about, of course, feed grain cost. And it does look like feed grain costs may be under control based on the size of USDA's latest projection of the 2009 corn crop. 13.15 billion bushels, an all-time record.
Well, I think there's a couple things here. Obviously, it winds up now being, at least officially at this point, the largest corn crop ever. There's a couple things out there. One is we don't have it all in yet. Some of it's still out in the field. It's sticking up through snow right now. And what that really implies as much as anything is we have kind of a two-tiered corn market developing out there. Corn is a feed grain, and we may talk in wheat about feed corn or feed wheat versus, food wheat, if you will. In corn, it's all a feed grain, but really the industrial demand is for sort of top quality corn. And now with the impacts of delayed harvest and stuff, we've got some lower quality corn out there, and that's actually going to provide some benefits to some of the cattle feeders in particular who can utilize that lower quality stuff. They're not necessarily buying it at the market prices we see for the as posted prices for high quality corn. So that's going to give us some benefits in terms of the feed value, and the size of the crop that we now have suggests that at least for the rest of this crop year, we probably have plenty of corn to do what we need to do, and that gives us a little bit of relief, at least for a few months here.
We talked a lot of times with Dr. Peel about just surviving 2009 to get to 2010. For producers that have been able to do that, it looks like we're set up possibly to be in pretty good shape. Supplies of both beef and pork will be lower than a year ago, it looks like, as we get into the new year. Dr. Peel says that is a good way to start off the new year.
Well, I think from a supply standpoint, we're in very good shape. And there's lots of reasons to be optimistic that we can see some improvement. The beef industry in particular adjusted down in 2009. It's going to continue to adjust down in 2010. Pork as well. So from a supply standpoint, both in terms of beef production and really in general in terms of competing meats, we're in pretty good shape. The story in 2009 was demand, or more correctly, the lack of demand, in terms of what consumers simply had in the way of income in order to be able to buy what they would like to buy, and that included beef. And so the real key for 2010 in terms of significant improvement is just when and how much improvement we can see in consumer demand as a part of this general macroeconomic recovery.
OSU's Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, neighbors, you don't want to miss the 32nd Annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 6th at 12 noon at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne on the west side of town. 50 head of high-quality bulls to be offered. Angus, Crossbred, Red Angus, Hereford. For more information, contact Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366, or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale, February 6th, Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.